Oh, okay, that might be the difference. I went back to full range on the mic here, so I don't know if that makes any difference to you. Most people say they like it better the other way for intelligibility.
Yeah, I mean, both are fine. So you beat on that regulator?
I did, and amazing. Yeah, that did the trick.
Nice. Good deals. Yeah, sometimes you just got to beat on them a little bit. Get that gas flow going.
Yeah, I called the guy back and talked to him, and he said that happens all the time when it gets down around 0 degrees. And that's probably why nothing's been working right for the last few days here. I just thought it was because it was so cold. And that's really weird. My furnace can't keep up with anything anymore. It used to be able to.
Yeah, I was talking to some guys on 40 meters, and they're all avid filter changers. They change them monthly, and I'm like, man, you guys keep on top. You know, I slack. I maybe 3 months if I'm lucky. And when I was cleaning the basement out, I was like, you know what? Might as well pull that filter out, and that thing was so plugged up.
Oh, yeah. Every month seems like a little bit much, unless you buy those really cheap filters, and then you should do it at least once a month. But, I don't know, I change mine probably 2 or 3 times a year, not excessively, that's for sure. And it's usually not that bad. When I bring it out, it's not that bad at all.
Yeah, you know, it depends on how many is in the household. You know, you got hardwood floors, is it, you know, getting sucked into the returns, and if you got pets, so, I mean, everyone's house is going to be different, you know, and some can get away, others cannot, but, man, my furnace is working great, even with the plugged filter, and so I can only imagine how she's going to do now.